Today, U.S. and Ukrainian officials worked to bridge gaps in a U.S. document designed to end the near four-year war. Both sides say the U.S. has agreed to edit what was a 28-point proposal that sparked bipartisan and international concern. Concern that the U.S. was imposing demands sought by Russia and impossible for Ukraine to accept. Nick Schifrin has been reporting every development through the weekend and is back with us this evening. So, Nick, how much progress has been made today on this proposal?
European officials tell me, Jeff, that the proposal is now down to 19 points instead of 28 points, and there has been progress between the U.S. and Ukraine, as you said, in narrowing the gaps. The U.S. says there are two major sticking points. Remember, the original document required Ukraine to cap the size of its military, give up its NATO ambitions, and surrender territory in the Donetsk that it still holds, despite 10 years of Russia trying to capture it. But in meetings today, as well as yesterday in Geneva, led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the Ukrainian Presidential Chief of Staff Andriy Yermak, the U.S. heard out the Ukrainian side. And today, Caroline Levitt, the White House spokesperson, said the U.S. was optimistic.
The vast majority of these points have been agreed upon. The Ukrainians have worked on language with us together, and you heard that from their delegation directly yesterday. So we feel as though we're in a very good place. Of course, we have to make sure that all of these points are agreed to, and then, of course, we're going to have to make sure the other party in this war, the Russians, agree to them as well.
Levitt specifically said there were two major points of disagreements. We don't know what they are, Jeff, but European officials tell me that the single most difficult perhaps point of disagreement, that is Ukraine giving up that territory. It's been decided that only Trump and Zelensky personally will have to decide that issue. Here's Zelensky tonight.
There are fewer points, no longer 28, and many of the right elements have been taken into account in this framework. There is still work for all of us to do together. It is very challenging to finalize the document, and we must do everything with dignity. We appreciate that most of the world is ready to help us, and that the American side is approaching this constructively.
Constructively also means, Jeff, that the Thanksgiving deadline that President Trump set will probably come and go. Caroline Levitt said today that the deadline was just, quote, as soon as possible. And we also know that some of the other larger issues that have to do with NATO and Ukraine, language about whether Ukraine can ever join NATO, language about how Europe will treat frozen assets, those will be treated separately in negotiations between the U.S. and Western Europe.
Well, Nick, it sounds like we're in a very different place than late last week or even this past weekend when you attended the Halifax International Security Forum. When members of the congressional delegation, based on your reporting, you were first to report this, they were changing the narrative around this document fairly dramatically.
We certainly are in a different place. Not only the text is very different, as we've discussed, but this weekend at Halifax, a congressional bipartisan group led by New Hampshire Democrat Jean Shaheen, as well as South Dakota Republican Mike Rounds, Maine Independent Angus King, announced that Rubio had told them that this 28-point document wasn't American, but was in fact Russian. Take a listen first to Rounds and then King.
What I can share with you is what we've received today from the Secretary, and what he told us was that this was not the American proposal. This was a proposal which was received by someone who has identified and they believe to be representing Russia.
The leaked 28-point plan, which according to Secretary Rubio is not the administration's position. It is essentially the wish list of the Russians.
Rubio's spokesperson went on to call that, quote, a blatant lie. After that, both senators released statements, not disavowing what they said, but not repeating it either. Look, the bottom line is Rubio insists the 28 plan was American, and frankly, we're beyond that at this point, Jeff. This new 19-point plan is very different. And of course, all of this is a negotiation with Ukraine way before we get to Moscow. And of course, any document that's more acceptable to Ukraine becomes more difficult for Moscow to accept.
Nick Schifrin, terrific reporting as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.